So I'm here today to declare that we are one and to share with you from the conference I attended about a week and a half ago. The conference was called As One Canada. So welcome to everybody that's here today. Let's open in prayer. Let us pray. Father, thank you for what you are doing in Canada in this hour. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you for what you are doing in the body of Christ. We ask that you have your way in this service today. Prepare our hearts to receive what you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. So I would like to begin by telling you about a young woman that I met at the conference. She had traveled from Switzerland, and her name was Shanine. She told us a story of how she had been walking along one of the streets in Ottawa one day, and there she met a woman. Oh, no, she went into an old church on that street, and there she met a woman in the church. And the woman explained to her that all the buildings on that particular street were government buildings except the old church. And Shanine said, "No, you are wrong. This church building is the highest government because it is the government of the kingdom of God." Shanine's declaration of truth was heard that day by the powers and principalities over Ottawa and those over the nation. And they trembled. God has his eyes on Canada. It is her time. And as I said, I was at the conference in Ottawa from August the 7th to August the 10th, as was Anne. It was in our nation's capital. And everything about it, from beginning to end, seemed to me to be over the top. The Holy Spirit enabled us to take quite detailed notes, which I have shared with some of you who are involved in the Stand on Guard prayer team. The Lord wants all of the body to grasp the significance of this word. So I am here to share the essence of what the 4 days of the conference included. So I've taken key points out of the 4 days and merged them together for this message. And I pray that you grasp the Father's heart and how Holy Spirit is moving in Canada and in the church. The main thing is that you capture the flow of the Spirit. So the conference was hosted by Watchmen for the Nations, plus many other ministries, streams, and movements. Now get this, their belief was that God is going to baptize Canada into a new love. Jesus is calling us to come, gather as one at his table, and to share in his glorious plan for Canada. So the key point, that God is going to baptize Canada into a new love. So John 17, verse 21 says, "I pray for them all to be joined together as one, even as you and I, Father, are joined together as one." So we began the conference with repentance for all the cursing and judgments towards one another in the body. One man shared a dream where he entered a very dilapidated old house by the invitation of a friend of the bridegroom. The man saw a white-haired man in the house who represented God the Father, who told the man who was having the dream that the dilapidated house represented the church in Canada. But at once the man responded, "But the house doesn't have to stay this way. Inside this dilapidated house, there was a beautiful redwood table embossed or engraved with golden maple leaves, which Jesus had created from eternity for the Canadian bride to sit at with him. Jesus was inviting us to come sit at his table. There was a call to respond to his invitation. So the response to the invitation put out by Jesus requires a letting go of pride and embracing humility to forgive brothers for past hurts. It required unity in the body. Now, as a demonstration in the body of Christ, a testimony was given. It was an example shared of when there had been a division between Rob Parker from the National House of Prayer in Ottawa and David Damien from Watchmen for the Nations. It had left wounding in the body caused by those two spiritual leaders, but it had also rippled out to many others in the body, causing more wounding. It was only through the perseverance to encourage reconciliation that this wounding was healed and unity could be restored. Rob Parker from the National House of Prayer, known as NHOP in Ottawa, went on to share the story of how many rocks or stones of remembrance had been gathered by people from all across the nation and had been brought to the 1999 conference in Winnipeg. Then, those same stones in 2009 were moved to Ottawa to the National House of Prayer, where they have remained for the last 10 years. But now, the stones came to symbolize a covenant with God for unity in the body of Christ. Our God is a covenant-keeping God, and there was an emphasis on God's promise to covenant. Rob Parker brought those same stones to the conference in Ottawa. He lined them up along the front of the platform like a table representing the redwood table from the dream. It was a call back to unity in the body of Christ, a response to Jesus' invitation to dine at his table was required. So there was an invitation that went out, which requires a response from the body. Will we choose to repent for curses and judgments towards others in the body of Christ and humble ourselves to forgive? Will we embrace unity? Will we let go of pride, jealousy, control, and competition to allow healing to flow into our hearts? Will we be reconciled? And I know this is a very personal choice that some may want to reflect on and discuss with the Father alone in their secret place. Others may take a step now to join with me in prayer as we surrender our wills to Jesus and lay everything at his feet. So I ask you to repeat after me as I pray. Father, we choose to repent for curses and judgments that we have made towards others in the body of Christ. We choose to humble ourselves and forgive those who have hurt us. We choose to follow your will and to embrace unity. Father, we choose to let go of our pride, our jealousy, our control, and our competition. And we give you permission to come in to bring healing into our hearts. Lord, we choose to be reconciled. We choose to be one in the body of Christ. with our brothers and sisters, and to love as you love. In Jesus' name we pray. So we have chosen to repent, and we have given the Lord permission to come in. Another way to explain the unity that was discussed was the example of the caterpillar. With a caterpillar, there are 12 parts and one head. That adds up to the number 13, which is the number representing love. We, the church, have been in a dark place of wounding and trials, but during the last 10 years of testing, between 2009 and 2019, there has been a melting into one by his love, with one head. God brings beauty out of ashes. He needs a body to bring forth his will. It is not about the numbers, but about the critical mass. And we've heard that before with Derek Schneider. So that's why this is neat, because there's confirmation. The foundation of this nation was built on Psalm 72:8, which states, "He shall have dominion from sea to sea and from the rivers to the ends of the earth." Satan cannot change the destiny of a nation. The dominion of Canada refers to Jesus Christ having dominion of this nation. The Lord has a body in this nation of Canada. He is redeeming the nation and bringing us together. We are being restored step by step, but now he is doing the last touches of Jesus. God is faithful even when we are not. God said to bring those stones representing a covenant with God for the unity in the body to come to the conference as a witness of the covenant with one another. So here's the thing. We must come to the end of ourselves and surrender to the Lord. The Lord will cleanse us from everything, and the Lord will forgive us for all the offenses of accusing each other. So, Father, I pray. We repent for forsaking your word. Today we lift your word high, and for the word you spoke to our forefathers. You are a good God, and you have a good, good family. Now we come as one. However, the last phase is that we are one, not as one. Father, we welcome your presence in your glory. Glory can only come in unity. Love can only come from the Father's heart. So with a humble heart that fears your name, we welcome you. Before we can see what the Lord will do, he has to come in. So he has to come in to us. He has to come in for us. Come, Lord, with your coals from the altar and cleanse and purify us. Something is going to flourish again that was capped in Canada. Now, it was stressed at the conference that 2019 will be a year of transformation. So on the Thursday, August the 8th, which was 8-8, that meant new beginnings. We welcomed the King of Kings to the body of Christ in a new way. God is in Canada, and he is going to manifest himself through us in a new way. It has already begun, and God will begin to release more of his glory in 2019. The warning for us was that 2020 will be too late. God is going to answer the prayer of Jesus from John 17:21, when Jesus said, "I pray for them all to be joined together as one, even as you and I, Father, are joined together as one." When we are weak, then he will move. Now is the time for the Lord to take back Canada, Canada will be released into her end time destiny. So this is the year for oneness. He will have a body, and a bond of love will be released. Jesus said to love your neighbor as he has loved you. Jesus said he has been waiting for us to quit trying. Surrender. His love comes when we give up. So give him your heart. And this next sentence really amazed me. Jesus will make the capacity of your heart like his. He is going to make the capacity of our hearts like his so that we can love one another as he loves us. He will do it in 2019. Then they will know we are Christians by our love. One of the most impacting events of the conference was that Thursday night. After worship, we fell into a holy silence for 30 to 45 minutes. There was not a cough or a sneeze, only a few soft sounds from toddlers. And there was one toddler in front of us, a couple of rows ahead of us, and he kept saying, "Papa, Papa, Papa." The Holy Spirit lingered to enjoy the presence of his people. This silence was so significant that the leaders explained what they perceived was happening the following day. The presence of the King of Glory had been so strong. He was in Canada to establish our authority. It was described as a Kairos moment when God brought us into unity and spoke into our hearts. It was stated that we are no longer peacekeepers, but that we were peacemakers. It is God's time for Canada. The silence was a majestic moment. And during the silence, God was doing his work. He was showing us how to rest in him, how to rest in his victory. He rose and began to tear things down. There was a formation taking place, like the Canada geese, the V formation, with the commander-in-chief at the head. Rob Parker described it as how the Jezebel spirit is taken out of Canada. When we bow low to God and to each other, it was like we ducked and the geese went through, taking Jezebel out. David Damian from Watchmen for the Nations explained how he sensed God saying, "It's my time, watch me." His sense was that it would be a moment in history that would surpass anything we've seen in our lifetime. It was a time for dreams to be fulfilled, even the prayers all through history. It was the Lord's time. He was on stage. And David even said that he felt Jesus walk into the meeting that night as he was saluting. There was a long procession with him, and he sensed the Lord's excitement. Now note the similarities here in the next part that I say. Similarities with Global Canada and the Seven Mountains. David also heard the Lord tell the enemy not to touch it. It was a new day because the Lord had declared it. Jesus is going to walk into government, schools, businesses, etc. Federal, provincial, municipal leaders will know that God is in Canada. The silence was to make us one body with him at the head. God is coming to Canada to align all things. And there was a releasing of sound with the kingdom of God coming into every part of Canada to rule and reign through us as the body, claiming this land as a refuge and belonging to him. God said, "What do you see?" Canada is a prototype nation where the kingdom of God dwells. Your gaze will determine your days. Your perspective is your reality. God is recalibrating and refocusing us. So pay attention. Open your hearts and your lives. We come to attention to hear the word and to see what to see. The Lord says to obey. He shall have dominion from sea to sea. Then after that, there was a multitude of nations that gathered together on the platform. The nations of the world called Canada into her place as the voice for God's word. God has put the word in Canada's mouth. Canada is called to open her mouth and speak the word of God to the nations. The voice of Canada is sharper than ever before. The call to Canada was to come forth with oil to heal the nations and to speak the word of the Lord. So pay attention to this. The wave of the Holy Spirit will only come after this process of repentance and the rising up of the army of God. One for all and all for one. Surrender will cost you everything. So the next day, after the night of that holy silence, David Damian explained more about the Canada Geese Formation. As each ministry in the body may lead, it is like we are all leading. We are not denominations or isolated ministries, but more like geese taking turns in the lead at different times. It was also described as the virgin bride presented to Christ. Just as you are married to your husband is married to you, you are one, but you're individuals. So we are married to each other in the Spirit. We are one, but we are each individuals. That's when our mantles, anointings, and ministries will marry. We will become one in those for the sake of His kingdom and His glory. It is a marrying of whole mantles and ministries. Therefore, in submitting to one another, with different ones in the lead at different times, we are all baptized into one body. We are one body with one head. Canada will release this to the body globally. It's not about leaders of ministries, but about the fear of the Lord and the integrity of God's word. The nation of Canada is a priority to God as a blessing to the nations. This is God's hour for Canada. The nation is a carrier of God's glory, and we are a showcase to the rest of the world of His goodness and glory. God is birthing something for the nations, and we will never be the same. So on the Saturday, some final words expressed that a challenge has been sent out. God is setting us up to hold our place in Canada. Canada, are you hearing? When we sin against each other, we sin against God. But God restores His body. This is the beginning of a new lifestyle, and the Lord will reveal what that means. We will walk it together as a body. Then someone got up and shared their vision of that dilapidated house that had been described in a dream. The dilapidated house was the church in Canada, but now it was being beautifully redecorated and in miraculous time. Interestingly enough, the roof extended out ridiculously beyond the walls. And I don't know that anybody ever gave an explanation of the meaning of that, but my sense was that the Lord was saying He more than covers us. So, it is covenant. We are made to join with the covenant Jesus made on the cross. We have robbed Jesus of his legal rights because we did not give Jesus headship of the body. The head cannot do without the body, and we have not been unified as a body. In the kingdom of God, we have a choice. The Holy Spirit is knocking. We all have hardships to overcome in order to receive our crowns. However, in our battles, he helps us to overcome as we humble ourselves. When we are divided in the spirit realm, we are already broken. God says no more. God is taking back his authority in the body of Christ. The power of oneness has been weak in this nation, and the Lord says no more. There was a reference made to Hebrews 12, where it talks about God shaking everything that can be shaken. He's shaking the heavens so that the unshakable kingdom will emerge. If we want God's kingdom in Canada, then he will shake all the other kingdoms in our lives. He will shake everything that is not attached to him. Security in anything else is not his kingdom. There is a shift in the kingdom of God, and he is testing our hearts. There is a shift in the spirit, and we are in a new era to test our hearts. The invisible kingdom is more real than the visible one. We are here to show the world what heaven looks like. The Spirit of God himself is on the earth, and he helps us to see and hear the invisible. The Bible tells us that in the end times there will be a great falling away. Many will be offended with God. If you don't know him, you will be offended when God doesn't come through for us. Faith is that I will trust my God, though he slay me. Faith is not getting what I want. God is always good. He is faithful. We are contending for the kingdom of God, and we are connected with all the ones who have gone before us. Though he slay me, still I will trust him. This is the greatest overcoming. So in closing, I just want to stress that unity in the body is critical. It is not an option. This is the year for oneness and unity. 2020 will be too late. The Lord Jesus has invited the church in Canada to sit at his Canadian table, but we must surrender in humility and join with the body in unity as one body. There can be no glory without unity. We have robbed Jesus of his inheritance because we have not been in unity as one body. He's waiting for our response. No more pride and judgments towards one another. No more offense, for that means offense towards the Father. And that is the falling away in the last days. God is moving in. God is moving in to expand our capacity to love one another as he loves us. And he will do it, that we may be one. So during that time of holy silence, there was a shift in the spirit. God is moving in power in Canada to perform his will for her destiny. Will you respond to his call to rise up in unity and oneness as the body of Christ with Jesus as the head? Our ministries, anointings, and mantles belong to all the body. There are no denominations or individual ministries. We are like Canada geese, simply flowing as one and taking turns at the front lead. Canada has been given the word, the sword of the Lord. It is in her mouth to speak the word of the Lord to the nations. Then last Sunday, as I sat in pre-service prayer, I got a picture. It was a picture of dough being kneaded. The church kneading. The church in need. And as it was being turned around, Slowly, the ingredients have to go down a funnel in order to be mixed properly into all the dough. We are the dough mixture, Citygate Church and the Church in Canada. And as the Lord turns us, as we go down in humility and surrender, we mix into the body. It is no longer our mantles, ministries, and anointings as we become blended into the whole body by His Spirit. And as we surrender in humility, the dough is well blended and prepared. This is the time for Canada. This is the time for the body of Christ to arise in unity and oneness. So as a prophetic act, Jesus has sent out an invitation. A response is required. We have responded in prayer. As a prophetic act, I would like everyone to join hands together throughout this sanctuary. So some might have to move in. And I would like to make a declaration. So if you would stand, move in, join hands. And as a declaration, repeat after me. We are one.
We are one.
We are one.
We are one.
One for all and all for one.
One for all and all for one.
So, Father, I pray for the body of Christ to be one in surrender and humility, that we are one as you are one, Lord. Have your way in us. Amen. You may be seated. So just before Mac takes the lead with some testimonies, I just want to add about the Stand on Guard meetings here at City Gate, the last Monday of the month, except for October. So August the 26th at 7 o'clock, then September the 30th, 7 o'clock, and the Monday before the federal election, which is October the 14th. So if you have a heart to pray for Canada, please come and join us in prayer.